Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you? What stands out, I guess, about the Titans' defense at first glance?
You know, they're physical. You know, they have some really good athletes over on defense, and they play well together. You know, they've had a lot of guys that have played in that defense for a while now, so they have a good chemistry, you know, but they're very physical defense, and they play hard.
Albert Haynesworth, about as disruptive a defensive lineman as you've ever seen on film?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, Haynesworth, he comes off the ball, and, you know, he's strong. You know, if you let him, you know, he can dominate a game. You know, he's a great player. Like I said, you know, they've got a really good front seven. You know, they're physical up front, you know, and they're defensive backs. You know, they know how to get to the ball and make plays.
You were with the Bears a couple of years ago, and they went to the Super Bowl kind of using a different formula, pretty much the same formula the Titans are using this year. What does it take for a team that's built on defense and running to get there? Is it a harder road than a team that's got a big lively passing attack?
You know what? It just depends on how effective you are, and they're very effective running the ball. You know, they manage the game well. I mean, their defense, you know, comes in and stops teams when they need them to, and their offense is able to, you know, run the ball when they need to, and they're able to throw the ball when they need to. You know, Kerry Collins has done a great job this year. Justin Gage is having a great year. I played with him in Chicago. You know, it's one of my good friends. So, you know, he's having a good season. And, you know, they got guys that know how to step up and make plays, and they have to.
Why didn't it work out for Justin in Chicago?
I'm not sure, honestly, you know. And, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, when people get a change of scenery, you know, it does, you know, but it bodes well for him. And I think that's the situation with Justin. You know, I just think he needs to change his scenery. But, you know, I'm happy for him. You know, he's doing a really good job this year.
Getting a weekend essentially off help you guys maybe refocus your attention coming off the Patriots game, now getting ready for another big AFC clash?
Yeah, you know, we had a couple of days off, which was, you know, always good, kind of hit the reset button and get started for, you know, get ready for the last stretch of the season. You know, that playing, you know, those two games in a short week, you know, is tough, you know, especially on your body physically. So having that time to recover and, you know, getting the weight room and getting the cold tubs and things like that definitely helps you.
How different might this game be than last December when you all came down and played the Titans? A lot more on the line this time around.
You know, it's a big game for us. You know, it's a big game. And, you know, last year, you know, we looked at it the same. Obviously, our record wasn't the same, but you know, we take every game seriously here. You know, we're going to go out and play as hard as we can, and you know, we expect to do well.
How much of a boost did you guys get as a team when Brett Favre comes walking in the door?
We have, you know, a major boost for him. You know, he's a proven quarterback. You know, he's played a long time. He's seen a lot of defenses. He's been in a lot of big games. So, you know, he brings a lot of leadership and experience to the team, and we're happy to have him.
You probably saw him over the years jumping around on the Packers, you know, on their side. Is that a real emotion he plays with? Is that seeing it up close and personal? Is it you realize it's a real thing?
He's an emotional player. You know, he goes out there and plays hard every game. And, you know, he loves the game of football. You know, you don't retire and come back if you don't love the game. You know, so, you know, he definitely loves being out there. And, you know, we love having him out there. You know, he fits in well with our team. He fits in well with our offense. And, you know, he's been here for a while. We've had a lot of opportunities to kind of get our timing down. He's had an opportunity to learn the offense more. And, you know, we've developed a nice chemistry, you know, with him at quarterback.
What's been the impact in the community with Brett being on board?
The impact in the community?
Yeah. What have fans thought about it?
You know, obviously, you know, you bring a guy, you know, his caliber to your team, especially on offense, you know. You know, people respond to it well. You know, the fans have responded well. You know, from the first day he came, you know, first day of practice, you know, fans came out, you know, supported him and supported us. So it's been good for the team.
Coach was telling us that, I believe he said during training camp, that a couple of times where the defense batted down one of his passes that fans actually booed him. Do you remember that? And was it a funny moment?
Honestly, I don't even remember. It was so long ago, it seems like I don't even remember. You know, the fans come to training camp and they, you know, they're out there watching practice and, you know, if they see something they don't like, you know, they'll boo. If they see something they do like, they'll cheer. That's just the nature of practice at training camp. But honestly, I don't even remember. play like that.
How much you're looking at this as potentially a sneak preview of what could be maybe an AFC Championship game this weekend?
You never know. We're not even looking that far ahead, honestly. You know, we've got a long season left. We have a lot of football left to play, and we have a great opportunity this year, to take advantage of the situation we're in. So, we're taking this one day at a time, not even one game at a time, one day at a time. We go out and practice today and work on it, our game plan, and try to have everything down, before we play Tennessee. But we're not remotely looking at that far ahead in our schedule.
Where's Titans rank as far as toughest teams y'all play this year?
They're 10-0, so they're a great team. You don't just win 10 games in this league and not be a good football team. So they're up there. They're way up there. They're a great team. They've had a lot of great success this year.
Do teams get a little bit more stoked when they see a team with a zero in the loss column? I know you guys played the Patriots twice last year, and that's a division rival. But do teams still get fired up when they see an undefeated team on the schedule?
Yeah, you have an opportunity, to go out there and play well and try to knock them off. So, obviously it's a challenge, and it's the NFL. It's professional football. So, guys will love games like this, at this level. Guys want to step up and make plays, to prove a point and to kind of, showcase the talents that we have. So, anytime you're playing a 10-0 team, you want to come in ready to play.
What kind of impact did your mom's job have on your life?
It had a major impact. Anytime you grow up, with six brothers and sisters and your parents working underground in the coal mines, my mom worked underground for 20 years. Mentally, it just makes you tough and it makes you very humble. It makes you appreciate the things that you have and the opportunities that you have. And I'm very blessed to be playing in this league, and I'm very blessed to have my mom and dad. They're both healthy. My mom had an injury. She hurt her back working underground lifting something, but they're healthy, and they didn't get any of the negatives that come from coal mines like the black lung and all that kind of stuff. They made it out good. So, I've been blessed. My family's been blessed, and I'm very humble. And I always look back on that situation as motivation for me whenever I get tired, whenever I don't feel like working out extra, or I don't feel like doing that little extra just because I'm physically tired. I think about those times and it gives me motivation.
How long, do you have any family and friends working in the mines? How long ago did she retire?
She actually retired in 2000, right when I was drafted. Well, in 99, right before I got drafted. She worked for 20 years. A couple friends that I went to school with, high school with, they work in the coal mines now. That's the biggest industry where I'm from is the coal mines. So, it pays good money, but, it's a very dangerous job. And, when you're working 12 a.m. to 8 a.m., it's hard on you. But, my mom still did her best to be a mom and be there for us when we needed her. And, she came to all our games and all of our functions and was there to support us and everything we did. So, we're thankful for that.
You seen any Chris Johnson highlights? And what are your been impressions of what he's been able to do as a rookie?
Oh, man, he's having a great year. He's really fast and elusive. He's had a great season. Him and Lindell White, both, they complement each other well. They both run hard. They both bring different things to the table, but at the end of the day, they both can make plays when they need to.
You there? Should PDD worry about you in competition with in the record industry?
Say what?
I said, should P. Diddy worry about going toe-to-toe with you in the record industry?
I hope so, eventually. I work with this artist, Miko's, he's an Atlanta R&B singer. Great talent. And, we've been working together for a couple of years now. He has a single that has about 2,000 radio spins nationwide. The song and single is called Late Night Creep. And, it's a great industry, man. I met a lot of people. A lot of people have helped me out and pointed me in the right direction. And my company's Out of Pocket Entertainment. And, we're on the rise. So it's a really good situation. It's something fun for me to do. It's definitely something I'd be interested in doing once I'm done playing football.
When do you find time to work on it?
After practice, I'll make phone calls. And I have some great people working for me to keep me informed. During the season, it's not as I'm not as accessible just because, I'm in New York and I'm focused 100% on football, but I have some great people that are working for me that are, keeping me informed on all the moves that we're making and You know, he's constantly traveling, touring, performing. You know, probably release his album in next February or March. So, you know, it's a great situation. Like I said, it's something fun. I have a lot of people that are helping me out.